Top 10 IELTS Myths and Rumors. Don't believe them. IELTS Tips August 29, 2021. It is common for people to spread myths. Be aware and stay distant from them. Many aspirants believe them out of fear of missing out on something. And these misconceptions harm your IELTS exam preparation and IELTS score. The best way to bust these IELTS myths is to know them. Know how to avoid them and spread awareness with proper guidance and personalized IELTS tips and strategies from the right sources. Let us discuss the top 10 IELTS myths that we have gathered from discussions with our expert tutors. The top 10 IELTS myths. Myth number 1. Only aspirants who have great English skills get 8 bands. No, it is not true. Aspirants who have great English skills don't inherit it. They work hard to become good English speakers. They practice, learn new words, watch English series, get training, and a lot more. You can surely do it too. If you have a target of 8 bands and are willing to learn, it is not impossible. Start with the basics and slowly move forward to the advanced level. No magic or luck can help you get 8 bands, but hard work, practice, and training will surely do. Myth number 2. Use more words and complex sentences for better scores. This again is a common IELTS myth that using complex sentences and increasing the word count will lead to higher scores. This is wrong. Do not write complex sentences. You can use complex words, but make sure the sentence doesn't become complicated to understand. This is particularly the case of IELTS writing task 1 and task 2. Even if you write the exact word count, you are eligible for good scores. Just make sure you write at least the given word count. Also, for IELTS listening and reading, make sure you refer to the word limit given in the instructions. Do not write more than the given instructions. Myth number 3. Opinion should not be given or differ from the examiner in IELTS reading. You are asked to give your opinion for questions in agree, disagree topics where the examiner observes and assesses your opinion. If the question asks for your opinion, then you can write, I think, I believe, I feel, statements. So, please don't fall for such an IELTS myth. In fact, in such question types, if you don't give your opinion, then you will be scoring less, failing to accomplish the task achievement criteria. Also, in the IELTS speaking test, you can give your opinion. It is not necessary to agree to what the examiner says. There are no score deductions for that. Speak out your opinion and explain it with a supporting statement. Myth number 4. It's okay to not skim and scan the reading text. No. You cannot answer the reading question without skimming and scanning the texts. If someone suggests you skip this step, do not listen to them. Don't try the school method. First read the question and then find its answers. This won't work in the IELTS reading exam. Start by carefully reading the text. Highlight the important points, read the question, and then find answers, and if you are taking a computer-based test, make the note of the keywords that define the context. Yes, you can use some strategies from reliable and authentic study materials. But, you do have to read the texts to answer the questions. Myth number 5. Non-native speakers cannot score high bands. This is not true. IELTS exam is highly popular in India. Aspirants who want to study or settle overseas need to appear for the exam. Do you really believe that non-native speakers cannot score higher? In 2017-2018, nearly 4.5 lakh students appeared for the IELTS test, and they expected roughly 30% growth for the next year. Out of which, almost every student traveled overseas. Do you still think very few would have scored high bands? Myth number 6. Speak in British or American accent in IELTS speaking. This particular IELTS myth gets the most attention, and yet, many students do the same during their speaking test. You need to know that an artificial or a forced accent is not required. You should speak in your natural accent, which in turn, is appreciated by examiners. Speak in your natural accent, be clear, and be audible. Fulfill the tasks, use proper words, be fluent and confident. This is what is required, and not faking an accent. Myth number 7. Be quick, speak fast, and make them laugh during your IELTS speaking test. You should speak at a moderate pace, which is not too fast and not too slow. The examiner should be able to listen to every word of yours very clearly. Don't rush yourself. Speaking fewer sentences are fine as long as they are clear and audible. Also, it is believed that making the examiner laugh will give you an added advantage. No, don't believe such IELTS myths. Always remember, you are not scored immediately after your test. Your answers are recorded and are checked at a later stage by various examiners. So, don't focus on making them laugh or worrying about the fact that they did an OT react to your answers. Myth number 8. IELTS exam in hometown or country for better scores. This is not true. It is a very common IELTS myth that giving the exam in your home country or town, you will get better scores. No, do not believe any such myths. These days, many test takers hardly live in their hometown, due to work or studies. To make things easier for every aspirant, there are as many as 1,600 test centers around the world. In every center, the test format remains the same. The examiners and invigilators also have the same strictness. Thus, take the IELTS exam wherever you are comfortable rather than falling for such IELTS myths. Myth number 9. IELTS online coaching doesn't give good results. There are a lot of discussions over this. Each time, the answer remains the same. There is nothing like bad tutoring during IELTS online coaching. Every tutor wants their students to progress and do well in their tests. It doesn't matter to them if they are teaching in a classroom or through a computer. All they want is good education for their students. Many teachers learned the use of computers to give better training and not fail their students during this pandemic especially. You can decide if you want to believe in such IELTS myths or trust your teacher. Myth number 10. IELTS exam is all a trick. IELTS exam is not a trick. However, it is a challenging exam. If you are aiming for IELTS high band score, then you need to prepare hard. Work on your fundamental skills such as grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, and regularly analyze yourself with IELTS online practice tests. It is easy to get frustrated and waste a lot of energy worrying about getting the right tips and tricks to get the desired score. It is one of the main reasons why most aspirants fall for such IELTS myths. Forget about shortcuts. Concentrate on working hard. Must read 7 most common IELTS myths to avoid for a high IELTS band score. Conclusion: trust in the IELTS online practice tests and make sure you are dealing with certified IELTS tutors. They use quality materials. Ensure you do not fall for such IELTS myths. Moreover, you can take the benefit of the IELTS online coaching services offered by the IELTS tutorials. We hope this cleared your doubts and we could save you from such scams. You can also contact us if you heard some new IELTS myth and we will include it in our list.